Okay. So this is going to be a sucky cut because we can only take 16 of you.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. So what we're going to do is go one by one, everybody that was on the show tonight, and then tell you whether you're safe or not.
Yeah.
Which is probably a painful way to do it, but it's better than just naming off 16 people that are safe and then nobody knows why they got cut.
Okay, Motley Fool. Oh, wait. He's not in this anymore. I don't know.
Monty.
To do that.
Eileen Monty.
Monty!
You're obviously safe.
Yeah.
As we said earlier. Because
Saucia,
you're female
you're
Mario.
You're obviously safe.
You're doing it out of order, Tregatree.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have to go with my list.
I don't know what your list is, bitch.
Well, that's why you let me
name
him off and then
okay.
we tell him.
Monty, you're safe. Obviously. Rochelle.
Okay, stop, Tregatree. You're ruining the whole thing. You're going too fast, Tregatree. Do you want me to do this myself? Because I will. I'll do
Rochelle.
It without you, Tregatree. Do you want me to do it without you?
Rochelle.
Do you want me to do it without you?
Give her her goddamn result.
Okay, Rochelle-ular. Go ahead, Tregatree.
No, you get...
So you're going to make me be the bearer of bad news all night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, unfortunately, Rochelle-ular, you didn't make this cut. Do you want to talk about why, Tregatree?
No.
Because Tregatree finds you bland.
No.
Only
when she's not playing a whore.
There was a time, Rochelle-ular, you were like one of the last... It was between you and three other people, and I thought you were strong, and Tregatree found you bland.
You know, if you believe these things, you should bring them up.
I did, Tregatree. I said that her demo was really good. And that I really liked her.
No, her demo was great.
Unfortunately, Tregatree finds you bland.
I don't find you bland.
That's what you said.
Saucy is obviously safe. Nation.
Saucy, you're safe because you got saved in the show. Nation Maker, until you get this T thing worked out, I can't save you. And until you realize, like, you need to really look at the lines you're doing and why you're doing them and assign proper emotions to the lines. So, unfortunately, you did not make the cut tonight.
Apatheria, you're obviously safe.
Tregatree, let me finish talking to the first person before you name somebody else.
Oh, I thought you were done. You paused.
Apatheria, you're safe. I'm sorry, I can't pause for breath anymore.
Bogus Bryson,
you're obviously safe.
Sonic Mega. Okay. Mega, you're not safe. The
Why,
reason
Tregatree?
Being... a lot of your voices sounded the same, and it didn't sound like you were really trying. Well, you were obviously trying because you did this last minute after going to AX and everything. But
and sitting in a 100 degree car.
And sitting in a 100 degree car and everything. But you just fell back on that voice.
Tregatree hates that voice.
I hate it so much, and you know this.
I wasn't as impressed with you as some of the others, and we only have 16 spots.
And you've done really well in the past, and this was nowhere near up to par. Ryguy, you're obviously safe.
Yes, you're Anderson. Six Spade, B. McCauley, you're obviously safe. You're what's his face, the big emo goth guy. Malice.
Pie face. You're obviously safe. No, wait. No, you're not.
That's really mean, Tregatree. This is why you can't rush. Do you want me to do this by myself, Tregatree? Because I will.
No, it's more fun this way.
Pieface, I'm sorry. You're not safe. Thanks, Tregatree. You're just not there yet. A lot of your deliveries were really dry tonight.
And all your lines were super fucking quiet.
I think that... Tregatree, that doesn't have anything to do with it. This is about acting. I think that next season you'll be like able to compete. Tregatree, stop. Okay, Bree. Now, here's the thing with you, Bree.
Oh, you weren't saying breathe. You were saying Bree. Okay.
No. Okay, Bree. You only submitted two auditions, and one of them you screwed up on. However, you did like the immunity was good. You tried. At least you tried. And like I really like you. There's a point in time where you weren't safe, but now you're safe. So congratulations on that.
Yeah. Cookies.
Cookies.
You are not safe. I believe. Yeah. The reason being, Dylan's going to have to inform you because I'm too giggly to remember.
I don't really want to say the reason why because you were very mean about it.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you said it well. I just can't remember what exactly you said, but you said that she isn't. Was it? She's not consistent, or?
Okay.
What did you say?
Oh, I remember what it is now. You have the potential to be great. Like, I've heard you do lines, and you've been perfect on them. But so far in acting, you haven't really shown that. And you need to show it in acting, because, I mean, yeah. This is our main source of your acting talent. And being as none of the lines really stood out, except the monotone-ish line and maybe the kid line, I don't know,
it was just tough.
Like, if nothing, if you can't do the character as far as voice wise goes, the thing you can do is show off acting wise.
Yeah, I feel like you were focusing too much on voices and not enough on the acting.
Yeah,
a lot of people did that tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cookies. I really wanted to, like, we both really wanted to see you. We just don't have the spot. And it's not fair to put somebody, to put you through when, because we adore you.
Yeah.
If somebody else did a better job. Druox, you're safe.
Obviously. Carnage, you're obviously safe.
Kissy Sensei, you didn't submit, so you're not safe.
Russ.
Okay, Russ. Okay, let's talk about Russ for a minute, Chugga.
Okay.
This wasn't your night. A lot of the audition parts really weren't made for you. The ones that were made that you could have done, you kind of were kind of average on.
Your acting was better on the lines that you weren't suited for vocally.
I think you were trying to compensate. I don't want to say it, Chakichi. Go ahead.
All right. Russ, you're safe.
Yeah, you're safe. Good job. Heaven Incarnate, you were immune, so you're safe, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, I totally forgot he was immune.
Yeah, like, as soon as we went to stage, Chugga's like, I want to save Heaven! Even though you're immune, Chugga forgot.
Well, you would have been safe anyway, so there.
Mm-hmm.
Majin Buu 0111. Dylan?
Okay. We were flip-flopping back and forth on you. You were safe for a while, then you weren't safe for a while, then you were safe for a while. With you, you really have to work on your enunciation, and when you do voices, your acting suffers, and your voices, you can still hear Majin Buu in your voices a lot of times. They aren't far enough into actual voices. There's a lot of things where it's like, you're doing a voice, but you can still hear your normal voice as well, and and you have like a teenage voice, so it kind of sounds awkward.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to do like an older person's voice. And then there's that enunciation thing, and a lot of times when you're reading, you stumble. So you have to, like, really work on that and work on memorizing things. You had a lot of good moments tonight, but, like, when you're off, you're really off. And when you're on, you're pretty decent, but, like, when you're off, you're so far off.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Unfortunately, you're not safe. And that's a really hard one for us. Sarah from Sword Master, you got saved on the show. You're safe. Galithia, Chagatry?
There wasn't much to impress us with tonight. I know you were trying and everything, but nothing really ever stood out. Your acting, you need to work on fleshing out characters and things.
Yeah, so unfortunately you're not safe. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people left, Chagatry. Faded Phantom, The Pot, Cat, Gavarok, Valk, and Lord of the Morning.
Okay.
Out of those, we know that Faded Phantom is safe because we saved her on the show.
Yes.
So it's Pot, Cat, Gavarok, Valk, Lord of the Morning. Let's go with Gavarok now.
Dylan?
Yes?
You can deal with this one.
Okay. I don't like that you choke on chicken bones. Like, you didn't sing it and had a job out, and that's a big concern to me that you don't chew your food fully, because, like, every week it's a concern that you're going to swallow a whole chicken bone and then have to drop out. Chegatree and I, we had it, okay.
We were flip-flopping on you.
We were flip-flopping between you and Majin, you and Majin, you and Majin. And because Majin's not safe, you are safe. But we also really liked your deliveries. You didn't audition for that many characters. And a lot of the characters that you did audition for didn't have any voices. They had the same acting, but the acting was always good, which is where I think a lot of people faltered, is they concentrated so much on voices. You make good choices, too, so you're safe.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go over to Kat.
You need a better mic, but it doesn't matter.
That was the reason you didn't... That's
no. It does matter. I didn't remember a lot of your performances.
I thought a lot of them were solid, but they weren't completely memorable. And the part of the problem was there weren't that many girls tonight, and the girls that we... Like, Sassy and Monty and Faded kind of dominated the girls every single time. You were always in, like, a close fourth, though, but, like, Chegatree does not like your mic, and she said she was not going to cast you because she hates your mic.
I won't cast someone who has a crappy mic in a lead role. I will consider them for a lower role.
That's so kind of you, Chegatree.
Yeah, well, I'll take what I can get.
You're good. I didn't like a lot that you kept mixing in, like, effects into your auditions. Huh?
Sorry, effects like that are a huge pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, so there are a lot of things that irritated Chegatree, unfortunately. But I do think you're a good actress, and I think by next season you'll be epic win. But not this season's not your season, so unfortunately you're not safe. So Chegatree, that leaves The Pot, Valkyrie, Celeste, and Lord of the Morning. I think we should go to Lord of the Morning now.
Okay. Lord of the Morning, you are... safe.
You are safe. You were solid. You're always solid. You tend to be... Sometimes you tend to, like... We tend to forget about you. I don't know why that is. Why is that, Chegatree? We almost didn't save him in demos because we forgot about him.
You didn't have him on your list. That was because I forgot to write him on my list.
This time, though, you just... You weren't... You didn't really stand out that much.
He was one of the first people we... Well, he was, like, in the middle pack of who we saved.
Yeah, well, when he saw his name on the list, we saved him. You're solid. You're safe. All right. So the Pot and Valkyrie, one of you is going to have to... One of you is going to be safe, and one of you is not going to be safe. Let's talk about each of them first before we say who did what.
Okay.
Pot pros.
He made some strong character choices.
He always makes strong character choices. He's gotten a lot better with his accent, too. It's not as thick. You actually can do a lot of different accents.
On his, what was it, on Sack? He completely didn't have an accent, mostly.
Yeah, both you and Valkyrie have improved so much since last year. This is a hard decision.
Yeah.
Cons for the Pot.
He's Swedish.
We don't like Swedish people. That's part of the problem. Also, I don't like people that have bigger muscles than me.
Dylan doesn't like people who are more manly than him, which is just about the entire world.
Your accent does come out sometimes still, but it's getting a lot better.
I honestly have no problem with his accent.
I'm trying to think of cons, Chegatree. Okay. I don't have a problem with his accent, but his accents aren't always strong.
Do you want to move on to Valkyrie, then?
Valkyrie pros, you've gotten so much better. Your emotions are really good.
Yes. You're characterizing things as opposed to just doing that thing. I don't know how to explain what you did last year, but it seemed like a sin against acting. But now...
It's epic.
Yeah.
Cons? You're not all there with voices yet, but you're getting there.
And I think you're focusing too much on some of the voices to,
You're one of the people tonight that concentrated more on voices than on the acting, I think. Or, like, when you concentrate on voices, your acting suffers.
Yeah.
But when you're not doing voices, your acting's epic win. And yeah. Your voices right now aren't strong enough to justify... Well, voices never justify leaving the acting, but, like, your voices aren't strong enough to, like, make us forget about the acting.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, the Pot is safe and Valkyrie is eliminated.
That's not unfortunate for the Pot.
No, but I mean, it's unfortunate for Valkyrie.
His manliness will prevail.
So, Valkyrie, you should definitely... You've gotten so much better, and, like, you were one of the really hard ones to let go of.
Yeah.
This was a really hard cut, because, like, we're friends with a lot of the people that got cut. And we're not friends with a lot of people that made it through. So, I wish we could just be biased. Yeah. Monty Sassy, Apobagus, Ryguy, Six Spade, Bree, Druox, Carnage, Rush, Russ, Heaven Incarnate, Seraphim, Swordmaster, Faded, Phantom, Gavarok, Thevenor, Lord of the Morning and Pot. You guys are reading bad fan fiction next week. Oh, woo. Yeah.
We'll get those to you in the next 2 days.
Wow. What's the immunity?
What do we want them to do?
I don't care. Pick something.
I want you guys to write a song about us.
No. That's stupid. I want you to impersonate somebody else on the show.
Ugh.
Like that Russ.
That one's never funny.
I want you to impersonate Russ. You know you don't want to do that? Okay, write a song then.
No.
I don't know what that has to do with acting. That's really stupid. Tragatree.
So stupid.
That's really stupid. I want you to impersonate somebody else, another contestant, not one of
come
us.
Come up with a good immunity challenge.
Yes, that's your immunity.
No, nursery rhymes!
No, I want them to come up with a good immunity challenge.
Okay.
Your immunity is to come up with a good immunity challenge and pitch it to us so then we can use it later and pretend like we thought of it.
Yeah.
Whoever comes up with the best immunity challenge will not only have their immunity as the next week's immunity, but will also have immunity for this week.
Woo!
All right, are we done?
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.